Chandler, how are you? Thanks a lot for coming on. You ready for week one?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Okay, now, I understand that last week when I was out, Christian asked you a very important, in-depth question about your psyche, and we wanted to replay it for everybody.
About my what?
Your psyche. Your psyche. So this is what Christian asked you last week, and we wanted to replay it for Andy and anybody else who missed it a week ago.
You seem like such a, you know, cool, chill guy, mm-hmm. you know, very reserved. Like, do you have to kind of, like, dig deep into your a-hole?
We just want to know, Chandler, after Christian asked you that question, have you found a way to dig into your a-hole to get ready for week one against Miami?
Well, you know what? To be honest with you guys, I haven't even thought about that since I left that room with you guys. but, yes, I am getting ready for Miami. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to go out there week one and play my best football.
Well, you're going to have to dig into that inner a-hole because you got a big challenge this week. Brandon Albert, so he comes over. So the Dolphins have an entire new offensive line. One of the guys is Brandon Albert, you know, Pro Bowl player. You know, based on what you've seen so far, you know, can you break down Brandon Albert for you? What does he do that's swell?
Brandon Albert is a great player. You know, this is his first year there over in Miami. But, he's a very big individual, but the thing that really impresses me is his footwork, for his size, you know, for his height and his size. He's a big guy, you know, he's standing taller than me. I feel like I'm tall myself. But his footwork is very, very good. And he's very trained with, not biting on certain moves and certain things of that nature. But, it'll be a very good task, and I'm excited to go against him. I really am.
Chandler, is there a bit of unknown heading into the first week? Because obviously you don't know what the other team has to offer. Quite frankly, you probably don't know quite just yet what Bill and Matt Patricia has to offer for you guys and how you're going to be deployed. So is there sort of that excitement of the unknown this week?
Yeah, and I think that comes with, you know, being a professional athlete. You know, being a professional football player, you got to know when or how to adjust, or, you know, there's going to be, you know, that gray area, that feeling that you might say unknown. But, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, knowing how to adjust and just being prepared.
Chandler Jones with us. And Chandler, we were speaking before you came on the air during our Trending Now update about J.J. Watt signing a $100 million contract. You, part of your job is to get the quarterback. A large part of his job is to get the quarterback. When something like that happens in the NFL at your position, do you take notice and say to yourself, wow, that could be me someday?
You know, congratulations to J.J. Watt. You know, I'm very happy for him and what's going on over there in Houston with him. But, you know, my biggest focus is getting the quarterback this week against Miami. So, you know, we're going to keep it, you know, focused down to that, and hopefully I can get after Ryan Tannehill as much as possible.
So the Miami Dolphins have a new offensive coordinator. Bill Lazor comes over from Philly. Now, obviously, you know, when he was at Philly, you know, him and Chip Kelly, they tended to speed it up every now and then. Are you guys aware of that, or are you guys prepared for that?
You know, like I said, you know, playing a team in week one, you know, you never know what you're going to get. And like the question you just previously asked about, you know, being prepared or the unknown, you know, certain teams, you know, they might do certain things in preseason and change it up and say, you know what, we're not going to show this because week one we might have this. So, like I said, that all rolls back to, you know, just being a professional athlete and, you know, hoping for the best and prepare for the worst and just being prepared.
Chandler, sort of piggybacking off that, I know Bill always preaches for you guys to just, you know, control what you can control and do your job. But, you know, a factor this week that's outside of your control will be the weather and the heat. And I think you guys get a little taste of that in those practices down in Washington. But how do you approach opening weekend in Miami knowing that, you know, your conditioning is really going to get tested?
Yeah, you know, and I'd say, you know, the last few or two or three days in practice, we have some heat out there in the field, and it's kind of, I wouldn't say it's Miami weather, but, you know, it's kind of prepping us, and, you know, it's our job, like I said, it's our jobs again, as athletes to get that extra cardio in, or, you know, to get in the steam room, or to get in the sauna, or just to go in the wave pool and just start swimming in there, and just, there's certain things that you can do to help you with your wind, and I feel like if you just prepare, and I think you'd be fine. I feel like, you know, the whole weather thing is not that much. You know, we have guys on the team from Florida and things of that nature, but the biggest thing is just being prepared and just having everyone ready to go out there and play for 60 minutes.
You talk about your matchup with Albert. Obviously, he's the guy in front of you, that left tackle, but you're chasing a quarterback who has a pretty unique skill set, can be athletic, doesn't necessarily look to run. How does that affect how you guys will utilize your pass rush this week?
Yeah, like I said, Ryan Tannehill, very, very athletic quarterback. You know, he's a guy that can beat you with his arm or can beat you on the ground with his legs. So, you know, it's our job, as my job as a defensive lineman, and me and Rob as well, you know, just to contain him. You know, like I said previously, he's very versatile. He can make big plays, and it's our job to contain him because he can definitely get out of the pocket. He definitely can.
Chandler Jones with us here on a Patriots Monday. Tim Benz, Christian Fourier, Andy Hart in for Lou Merlone today. So, Chandler, last year I'm watching the Dolphins, and they're in prime position to make the playoffs with 2 weeks left to go. I thought they were in. I thought they positioned themselves great. They had two losses late that I'm still trying to figure out. Some people think this is the team that is best suited to give you guys a run to win this division. What was missing from last year that they might have this year to accomplish that goal and be the kind of team that might nip at your guys' heels throughout the course of this season?
Oh, you know, I feel like that's every team, and not just the Miami Dolphins, not just New England Patriots. But, you know, every team in the NFL, it's the head coach's job and everyone around the organization's job to better that team. So, you know, I would figure, obviously, that, you know, people would say or things of that nature would come about that, you know, there's a better team because each and every offseason, certain teams are trying to better their team. So, and like I said, you know, our team has gotten better as well. Not one team in the NFL has played, you know, calmed down yet. So, with that being said, you know, like I said, it goes back to just being prepared. You know, this is a good team. They have a new team. They have new schemes. And, you know, it's our job just to come up there and be prepared and execute whatever the coaches preach to us the whole week during practice, you know, day in and day out.
Chandler, what's the daily routine for you now that the preseason is over and the regular season has begun? And the mundaneness of the football season can start. Is there something that you do just every day to kind of get yourself ready as far as just routine?
Yeah, personally, you know, as far as right now, I do all my studying during the day. You know, I try to avoid studying at night. That's just something that I do. You know, especially playing a team, we're going to be playing them during the day. I feel like I want my brain to be working during the day, and I feel like that's how my brain works. It sounds funny, but it's true. We're going to be playing them at 1 o'clock, I believe. So, you know, I've just been doing a lot of studying during the day. I almost visualize myself, you know, making plays, and that's what helps me, you know, become a better football player. You know, some people are a lot different. But, you know, I do a lot of visualizing. I'm trying to, you know, help work on my dieting. I'm still trying to, you know, cut off on the snacks. But, you know, sometimes late at night, those, you know, just can't avoid it. But just little things.
Well, when you have a night game, are you staying up from, are you studying from like 9 o'clock till midnight then?
No, not at all. But I do study later during night games. I do study later.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's a superstition, but it works for me.
Hey, Chandler, Tom Brady was on our station earlier today with our morning show, Dennis and Callahan, and he said that he wants to play until he sucks, and I don't plan on sucking for a long time. That was his exact quote. When you see Brady across the line of scrimmage in practice, how many years do you think he has left, and do you think they will all be here in New England?
You know what? It's funny because you never know how you can never put a timing or a duration on someone's, you know, longevity or their career. You know, Tom Brady takes care of his body. As far as I know, he's a very smart player. You know, I enjoy having him as a teammate. But you know, Tom is very competitive, and you know, Tom just wants to win, and that's the main goal of this game is to win. You know, all 32 teams are competing for that one trophy, And just, you know, having a guy like Tom on the team, you know, I enjoy having him on the team, and there's no time on how he, you know, whenever he wants to hang it up, that's when it will happen. You know, so that's a decision that he would have to make on his own.
Chandler, I don't want to lead the proverbial witness, so I'm just going to ask this question blank. Would you ever wear a fluorescent green fanny pack?
A fluorescent green fanny pack? It depends what the occasion was, you know? Maybe we were to like a 90s party or something.
It's very convenient.
No. Just how about an average Tuesday of a game week of the first week of the year?
That's something Julian Edelman would wear.
Yes, he did. He wore a fluorescent green fanny pack into the studio.
Wait, wasn't it really him? I was kidding.
No.
No, we're serious.
Oh, no. He had a fluorescent green fanny pack in the studio just about an hour ago.
You know, I should call him. I should call him and pick on him about it. I should call him live right on the show.
You should.
Chandler,
conference him in.
Do it. Conference him.
The two main topics of conversation were Julian Edelman's fanny pack and Christian grilling Julian about the placement of cheerleaders in Miami. We're so close to the visiting locker room. Is that something that you're acutely aware of when you go down and play the Dolphins?
You know, our main focus is to go down there. That's our biggest focus. And we want to go down there, and we want to win. We want to put our best football out in week one. That's what we want to do.
Hey, by the way, later in the season, if you get nicked or dinged, apparently based on what Gronkowski said yesterday, it's okay for you to reveal your own playing status. You know that now, right?
Well, how about you knock on wood before I finish this?
Yes, you won't get hurt.
My biggest thing is taking it a week at a time, just one week at a time.
Well, Chandler, thanks a lot for coming on, as always. Hey, real quick, before I say goodbye here, why did we need double overtime to beat Villanova at home in week one?
You know, I'm still scratching my head on that one, and I've got to call the guys and round things up over there.
Okay, all right, yeah, just make sure you get them in line before the next game, all right?
All right, then, have a good one, guys.
All right, that's Chandler Jones from the New England Patriots here on 93.7 WEEI.